This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
The cruel waiting that Big Easy puts us through to get to something that we have come up with, our group brainchild. You have joined the Three Horsemen Show. Big Easy, T.O., and Corey. Gentlemen, you really came up with this. You guys came up with this.
This was just a brain fart that actually worked into something okay.
I think it's a little touch of genius. I like it.
Thanks. I'm kind of excited about it. This is not a tournament that I've seen somebody concept before.
No. So what we're going to do, Big Easy's going to explain it to us. We're going to have a tournament. He's going to tell us how he came about. I'll tell you this. We started with something that everybody else has done.
We've done.
But Big Easy said, let's do something else. Big Easy, what'd you say?
So here's how it's going again. We're doing our Road to WrestleMania thing, trying to come up with content that's just not fucking horrible that everybody's done before. And what did we do? We came up with content that's horrible that everybody's done before.
Pretty much.
The tournament idea. Who's the best wrestler of all time? And while working on this, we were down the rabbit hole a little bit, but I got to thinking, this is something we've did before, and we'd already said, you know, we did this before, but it's easy. Let's do it again. But it was bothering me, so I got to thinking, how can we do something that no one else has done before, and how can we keep this from being boring? How can we keep it from being the Rock, Austin, Hogan, Flair show, like every one of these tournaments turns out to be? Maybe you toss in the Undertaker or another random one. Long story short, I come up with the idea, why don't we have a similar tournament, but get rid of anybody who's ever held a strap, the major, the main title, the WWE, WWF main belt, the world title, the WCW title, NWA national title, and put them in a big-ass Group of 64 tournament and crown our own people's champ for somebody who probably deserved it, in our opinion, but never got the call. That was the idea behind it.
Never got the big shot.
He says, no William Regal. Frank asked, no William Regal. I thought William Regal was on our list.
We don't have William Regal in.
Well, that's kind of a oversight.
And T.O. filled me in. You know who else we don't have?
Who's that?
Matt Hardy.
Huh.
They didn't make the cut, guys. I'm sorry. Not everybody was able to get into this. There were some qualifying matches. They weren't televised. They were held at house shows, and guys didn't get in. I don't know what to tell you.
Before we even get started, then I'm giving William Regal honorable mention.
There could be an injury. There could be an injury before.
Yeah, there could be
tomorrow,
and he could get in,
and we could have to squeeze people in.
Happens all the time.
Kamala could die.
There you go.
God, I hope Kamala doesn't die.
If anyone passes away, Regal will. He's number 65.
We're going to shit on whoever passes away, take him out of our tournament because we don't want him, and put in William Regal. Steven Regal, as I like to call
him. Not the way I would have put it, but all right.
Lord Steven.
William.
Which was it, Lord William or Lord? What was Steven?
It was Lord Steven.
Okay. So hard to remember all the gimmicks after all the years that kind of go together.
They all run together.
Yep.
So let's see what we put together for bracket-wise. So we've got our first bracket.
The Ravishing Group.
You clarified that you couldn't have been a world champion.
Right.
Only WWF, WWE,
right,
and NWA, WCW.
Right. We allowed AWA
we
champions.
We allow the AWA.
We allow the NWA territory champions.
We allow the territory champions.
Thank you, Corey, for clarifying. But none of the big boys.
None of the big guys.
None of the big guys.
So, we've got four brackets. It's a round of 64. We've got the Ravishing Bracket, headlined by Ravishing Rick Rude. We've got the Rowdy Bracket, headlined by Rowdy Roddy Piper. We've got the Brody Bracket, for you old schoolers, headlined by Bruiser Brody. And we've got the perfect bracket. I'll let you guess who it is.
Dean Malenko.
Close. No. But 6 inches taller.
Barry Horowitz.
And blonde hair instead of dark hair. And
Barry
no
Horowitz
beard.
Was the shit. I'll not have you talk bad about him.
Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. I can't get used to spelling it like that. I never spelled it the correct way.
Frank, we know a lot of those guys are dead. We were saying.
Yeah, we were
all
joking.
All those guys are dead.
We were joking that if someone dies that's on there,
but good
that's
call.
Currently alive.
One of our watchers is.
Superfly is dead.
Filling us in.
So Dr. Death is dead.
Dude.
There's a lot of dead guys.
We're going to pour a couple out for our dead.
It's actually mostly.
Wrestler buddies.
Frank just really wants Steven Regal in the tournament.
Tweet at him and get Steven Regal to tweet
at us. Fuck Davey Boy Smith, he's dead.
If you can get William Regal to tweet at us and say, what the hell, why am I not in your tournament? We'll put him in as, we'll give him a bye. We'll kill a person.
Frank, you've basically become part of the show, pal. I'm telling you. A real show.
And for anybody listening on podcast, why are you not on the YouTube channel while we're doing this live?
I agree.
And getting the same interaction, dear Frank.
No shit.
Yeah.
So.
The only thing you're missing, Frank, is my farts right now.
Yeah, I'm not. Tell you that.
Anyway. Okay. So, the Fartmeisters over here, they'll be in the tag team.
High five.
Let's go to the Ravishing Bracket. We should have had some music that we could have played to play us in.
Do, 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 do. Okay,
all right, we don't need that. Yep. We could have had like, anyway.
Could have had anything.
Okay, so let's look at our first 1 versus 16. We've got Ravishing Rick Rude versus Doink the Clown. I don't know how he squeezed in, but that's me and Matt Bourne. Matt Bourne had quite the territory run before. Yes, also dead.
Both guys are
dead. Well, this is the rest in peace bracket. I tell you what.
9 out of 16 dead.
What do you guys think of that one? That's
to me, that's easy. I mean, Ravishing Rick Rude all day long over Doink.
Looks like it's going to be. Looks like Ravishing Rick might cruise through that.
Sorry, before we get too deep into this, we should probably mention that voting for this it's not us. Go to our Twitter.
Yes.
Which is twitter.com/numeral3horsemanshow. We're going to have polls up for every single one of these matches. Get your voice heard. Put your vote down on the poll, and that's how we're going to progress through this tournament.
You pick the winners. We don't.
We
so
have
if you
our
get
picks,
five but... votes and five votes go for Doink, one, shame on you. Two, you know, go vote. It
two
takes
also
two
shame
seconds,
on you.
For Christ's sakes. Yeah.
Double shame.
Double shame. Okay, so we got our 1 versus 16. Our 8 versus 9.
We should be keeping track of what our predictions are here. Let me get a document set up for this, because that'd be nice to have so we can come back through later on and be like, we chose Doink, the group, you know, our listeners chose whatever. So match one.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, we didn't choose Doink, but Rick Rude, sorry.
Right. Well, while we're getting that document set up, we'll talk about our 8
good,
versus
sir.
9. Davey Boy Smith, member of the British Bulldogs, takes on Rick Steiner. Davey Boy's got an 8 seed. Steiner's got a 9 seed.
That's a tough one.
That's a toss-up in my eyes, too.
That's huge. That's a hard one right there.
Who do you guys see in the internet marks going for here?
Shit, that's hard, man. I'm going to say they're going to go for Davey Boy Smith.
Hold on. Can we turn T.O.'s microphone up? Oh, he's not talking. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm making sure this is out on Twitter here, boss.
Oh, I already did it.
You got the poll
do
up?
Do we have...
You got the poll up?
Oh, I don't have the poll up.
Okay.
We haven't started the... Okay. I guess we're starting it today. Hey, remember what I said earlier?
Forget all about it.
This is starting today, so get fucking going. 5 versus 12. Jimmy Superfly Snuka versus a sneaky one here.
To be fair, you forgot 4 versus 13.
Yeah, see, you set it up differently.
Well, fair enough. You did your own order. Chalonge did theirs.
Well, that's fine. But we've got okay.
I didn't know what you're going by your list.
I'll go by this one. Hopefully, I can read. Steve Dr. Death Williams is the 4 seed, taking on Tito Arriba Santana,
sometimes known as El Matador.
Do you see an upset in the making there?
Ooh.
That's a toughie. On the one hand, Dr. Death, former member of the Varsity Squad, which I think they're all represented in
Varsity Club.
Varsity Club, mm-hmm. sorry. Yeah. So was Rick Steiner in our last. So
that's true. We got two varsity club members. Boy, this has the makings of a Mid-South, too. Man, a lot of Mid-South guys in here. Actually, there's a lot of Mid-South guys all over this thing. So Dr. Death is taking on Tito.
That's tough. Tio, who you got? Tito? Tio? Or you got Dr. Death?
Ah, man. I always liked Steve Williams' look. Like, he just, there was that level of legitimate badass until Brawl for It All. And he got knocked the fuck out by Bart Gunn.
Oh, God, that killed him.
And tore his knee up.
Remember that? I mean, like, that was
ruined
like,
his contract.
But, like, he was just such a badass. And, you know, the
big. It was designed to get him over.
Division I athlete. I mean, like, you know, JR's boy. I mean, like, didn't JR bring him in?
Yeah. Also, former UWF champion, former fucking UWF tag champion, former NWA tag champion, former WCW tag champion, fucking killed people in Japan.
Fucking killed people in Japan. I like it.
It was fucking miracle violence connection, man.
Let's do Steve Williams for show pick then. We have consensus, boys? Do we have consensus?
Oh, I mean, I'm going with Dr. Death for sure.
Yeah, let's go with Steve Williams.
Boy, I just looked up top. That makes for an interesting second round. Rick Rude versus Rick Steiner if you get there. Next up, 5 and 12, we got Snuka versus Conan.
Superfly versus...
Snuka's got a high seed there.
Hey, number 5. 12, Conan, that's a weird...
Conan's got a high seed for...
12 always beats a 5. Every
you
year.
Like Conan?
You're looking for upsets already, eh?
12, I'm just saying, every year, 12 beats a 5. That's the tricky one in March Madness.
It is a trickster.
You gotta look at the body of work, too. You know, Conan was huge in Mexico and is still a legend in Mexico.
And he's got a podcast.
His contribution to the business.
The biz.
The biz, sorry. That's what people in the biz call it, the biz. And someone said his group LAX returned. I'm not sure if that's true, but...
Long and short of it, though, you got to think of it this way. At the end of the day, do you think Conan is more worthy to be the Three Horsemen Show People's Champion over Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
I'd say Snuka's going to be... Snuka's going to look good in that one. I don't know. I mean, if Conan picks this up, you never know.
Yeah, my show pick... I'm going with Superfly over Conan. I appreciate Conan's work. He's did great shit from ECW to WCW. Did he ever make it? He was what was his name when he was in WWF?
Max Moon.
Max Moon.
Max Moon nor Conan has ever killed anyone.
Not that we know of.
And I think I'm going to go with Conan.
Same with Snuka. Anyway. Okay.
So who's everybody going with?
Oh, I'm going with Snuka.
Biggie?
I'm Snuka too. So 2-1 on that one.
Okay.
2-1. Let's drop down to the bottom half of the bracket.
Number 2 seed.
Scott Hall, Reza Ramon.
Come on, Chico.
Is taking on number 15.
The only man possibly using more machismo than Scott Hall, the Mountie.
Raymond Rougeau. My dear Lord. Oh, Ray, not Ray. Jacques Rougeau. What am I saying? Jacques Rougeau, the Mountie. He always gets his man.
And he
always has to turn to the other side. Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't. Now he goes back.
You remember the shock stick?
Yeah, the long taser.
Who was it he had the good long program with? Was it Shawn Michaels, I want to say?
The Mountie?
Who was his big program with he had?
The biggest program he had was with Big Boss Man.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Nightstick versus the taser match or something?
Canadian.
Cop versus American cop, basically.
Yep, pretty much. It ended in the go-to-jail match at SummerSlam 91.
Jesus, this guy.
Is anybody taking the Mountie over Scott Hall any
day? How do you not remember the Mountie going to jail at SummerSlam 91?
I don't remember that.
Well, the guys tell him they're going to rape him in the jail cell, and he's got to get his fingerprints?
Let go! They actually said they were going to rape him?
They had the gay guys in the cell, and they were like... Like your uniform or whatever.
No, but I've got
to... No, let me out! Let me out! No!
I'm going to look for that now. Good luck finding something.
Don't Google Mountie prison rape.
Seriously.
Because you're going to get the gamut of responses from Google on that one.
Oh, man.
Vince McMahon doing the commentary. My God. Scott Hall and the Mountie. I think we know who that one's going to go to. Now, here's a really intriguing matchup. And for more reasons than just the fact that I am a giant Road Warrior mark. Road Warrior Hawk versus Taz.
Taz.
I mean, hey, easy, people, more people know who Taz is than the Road Warriors.
I was just, what, really? I was just messing
at
with you.
At this point?
I guess so. He's got that big-ass show. Doesn't he have a podcast that's pretty big now?
Actually, I don't know.
Yeah, he has a podcast.
Does he really?
Yeah.
He has a podcast show?
In fact, I'm pretty sure he doesn't do anyone else's show.
Like,
really? He will do no other shows other than his own.
That sounds like him. He's an asshole.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, Taz. I'm going with Road Warrior Hawk.
Yeah, Road Warrior Hawk.
More of a legend. Taz, his career is about 20 years shorter.
Mm.
Well, I guess after the death of Hawk, they kind of...
Didn't they really
think... Hawk's career was about 20 years.
Yeah, I think Hawk accomplished
Taz
a little
went
more.
About... Eastern Championship at 10.
Yeah.
So we doubled him. Doubled his ass up.
And you got to look at the quality of... Well, for one, actually, Road Warrior Hawk was never a singles guy, so he was never probably getting the strap.
Mm. Hawk had his run as a single.
Did he? How'd he do? AWA, I assume?
No. WCW and a little in Japan when he was with the Hellraisers. But he would do some single stuff. He didn't do... Terrible. He had shots at Flair. I mean, Animal did too, but it was all part of a Great American Bash tour. But he still had singles shots at the title. Like, people thought Road Warrior Hawk had a chance at winning it.
And Taz, on the other hand, did hold the ECW strap a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, it's not one of our majors.
Isn't he notoriously known for being a boner and thinking he is a lot tougher than he really was?
Taz, he's a 5'3" pile of...
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yes. Yeah, I think we'll go with the Road Warrior.
Apparently, Frank on the our number one fan here, says Taz is a live show every weekday.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to have to check this out.
Yeah, I bet that's real fun to listen to him talk every day.
I was going to say, brother.
Is it wrestling only?
We'll find out in 35, 40 seconds.
Yeah, we'll find out when anybody gives a fuck. Here we go. 3 versus 14.
Hold on, we never said it. I mean, I guess we're going Road Warrior Hawk, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I am, yeah.
I agree.
Magnum T.A., Terry Allen, taking on... This is a battle of ages. Magnum TA versus Rikishi. I did it for The Rock.
Rikishi was hard for me to believe was in this 64.
But don't look at me. He made it. I had nothing to do with it.
Who made it? Rikishi?
Yes.
Oh, well, damn you, Rikishi.
Well, hey, if you're going to climb in, there's a good way. But he's got to go against Magnum TA.
Not an easy matchup. In fact, Rikishi loses this.
This is Magnum TA from 1985. This isn't current Magnum
Beautiful
TA.
Curly hair. Beautiful, thick stash.
Look like Magnum P.I. There's a reason he got the name.
Stonewashed jeans.
Oh, he just probably had a tight ass, too. For
tight ass.
Sake.
Bam. Magnum Terry Allen all day long.
Probably fucked every broad in the Carolinas, too.
Who hasn't?
Magnum T.A.
I'll give you that. We're going with I'm going with Magnum.
Magnum all day long.
And then here's a fun one, a battle of face paint. The Great Muta versus Demolition Axe. Also known as the Masked Superstar, Bill Eady. You call him what you want. We're calling him Demolition Axe here. Muta versus Axe. Muta's got a low seed. I can see Muta climbing through this thing.
Me too,
I'm
dude.
Definitely going with Muta.
Muta easy against Axe. Axe is great. His tag team definitely had their place, and it wasn't that long of a place. Bill Eady himself was a good wrestler, but he was never, ever thought he was getting out of the mid-card.
Fucking Eady had a good career. I don't know how much money he made. Long career.
All those guys, I mean, all Demolition did except for Crush.
Is the Great Muta still wrestling?
Yes, he is KG Muto.
KG Muto? Yes. Did he ever win the IGWP?
Or whatever IWGP Championship, yes, several times, I think.
Yeah, in New Japan, I'm sure he won.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if those guys were flipping companies, that was back during the war era.
Mm-hmm.
At least between those two.
He never won an American title that was worth a dick, though. So that's
no, he won the TV title, and that was pretty much it for him.
He's on our...
He was super fucking over, but he was only here for periods.
Dude, loved Muta. The green spray
A lot of people did.
Awesome. Before he did it, nobody did that shit.
I loved him, yeah. I loved him. Absolutely loved him.
Kabuki might have done it. Just saying.
Just saying. Kabuki.
Oh, Great Kabuki did it. Anyway... There we go. That is the ravishing bracket.
The ravishing
first bracket. One bracket down. We move to the rowdy bracket, featuring our number one seed, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
I heard it.
Gets a one seed. His 16 that he has to face in the first round. Val Venus.
Hello, listeners.
Now, you're surprised some of these other guys got in, but you're not surprised Val Venus got in?
Hey, I love Val Venus, okay? Sean Morley was great.
Chief Sean Morley?
That's right, GM and manager or whatever else he went by. How could you guys not like him? When he came in, he was
He was great.
He was awesome. I loved him.
He's almost
memorable as hell.
That's what I was going to say. He's almost like the definition of the Attitude Era.
I agree, man. The guy came in.
American
Machismo was my nickname that I just came up with him for back in the day now.
Look at you.
American Machismo Val Venus.
Just make shit up.
Yeah, why not? But against Roddy Piper, God damn it.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
He's in real trouble. Number one seed, going to take 6.
My prediction is Piper is the first one to lose.
Whoa!
Not to a 16, but I could see him going down.
Okay.
I don't see him going down
in the first round.
No, but I think... I don't know.
He's your low number one seed then.
He's your fourth number one?
I think so.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Nothing wrong with
that. I just feel like a lot of people liked Piper or didn't like Piper. I feel like there's not a lot of in between on him.
Yeah, my mom hates Piper. Just saying.
And I think a lot of people think he was overrated.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I liked it. He was entertaining. And in long story short, if you put on a good match and you're good behind the mic and entertaining and not annoying, you're going to do well. And he was just that, in my opinion.
I'm going to give you two matches. Dog collar match against Greg Valentine, Starrcade 83. His Intercontinental title match against Bret Hart at WrestleMania 8.
Check those out. They're probably on YouTube or maybe even the network.
Oh, guaranteed. Oh, they're both on. But well, yeah, you can probably find them on YouTube and on the network.
So there you go.
Okay, so we go to...
Piper's an easy one on
an
that.
An 8 versus 9, an 8 seed. Oh. Tully Blanchard, I think he is way too low. I am a Tully Blanchard fan. The glue of the Four Horsemen. The... little explosion.
He was the big toe.
Oh, he was a fucking little prick. God, I loved him. Didn't love him as a kid, but I grew to love him. Against number 9, here's another squeeze in from the ECW era. Tommy Dreamer.
What was it? Innovator of Violence, I think he was called. Isn't that him?
Is that him?
The Innovator of Violence, Tommy Dreamer.
He was loved by ECW. He was the big baby face of ECW.
And still draws crowds.
Over 500,000 Twitter followers.
I can believe it.
Shocking.
I can believe that.
I could see Dreamer taking out Roddy Piper.
Oh, an 8 taking out a 1.
I could see it.
Jeez, I don't know about that.
I'm telling you.
I mean.
Guy has a fan base.
Okay.
He still works for the WWE, right? I think he's an agent or something.
No.
Really? Wasn't he for a while doing that?
For a while. I think he might have been doing some agenting. I think he got out. I think he's doing some of his own booking now.
Sure.
Pretty sure.
So what's it going to be, guys? Tully Blanchard over Tommy or versus Tommy Dreamer? I'm going Tully.
I'm taking Tully.
Yeah, same.
How about cell phones?
Jesus.
No, I think Tully. I like Tully over him, but I won't be surprised if Tommy Dreamer gets the nod.
What's Tully Blanchard's real name? And is Tully short for anything?
No, his dad's Joe Blanchard. I don't know if Tully is short for anything.
Huh? Makes me wonder. Tully. What could that be short for?
I don't know, but Google's got a fucking search engine.
Yeah, ain't gonna work it though.
All right,
too difficult.
Number 4 versus number 13.
This is a tough one, too.
This is one that could have happened back in the day, but they were both on the good guy's side. Hacksaw Jim Duggan drawing a 4 seed versus the other half of the Rockers. Marty Jannetty drawing a 13.
Take a look at a guy who never, ever had any real success after the Rockers, Marty Jannetty.
Mm-hmm.
He tried. They kept bringing him back, and it never worked out.
Oh, I know. Because he was a good hand in the ring.
Yeah.
I think some demons got a hold of him, I'm afraid.
Was he drugs, alcohol,
everything?
A little bit of everything.
They said it was a couple WrestleManias ago that like he was just shit-faced down in the lobby. That like the story was told, and apparently he just pissed himself in front of a bunch of fans. Like just
that happens.
Hanging out. Yeah. Piss, it happens. Isn't that what Forrest Gump says?
# piss on yourself.
There you go. So
yeah,
Duggan versus Jannetty. I'm taking Duggan.
Me too. I never liked Duggan, though. As a kid, I never liked him.
How is he not a raging alcoholic? It just seems like the way he talked and the way he acted, he seems like he was just a drunk guy. Like, just hammered.
I guess he was just
part of the gimmick, man.
He played it well. I'm going to go with Hacksaw Jim Duggan as well, though.
All right. All right. This brings us to 5-12. This is one of the ones I like. Jesse the Body Ventura draws a 5 seed versus a 12 seed, the One Man Gang.
Akeem.
Or Akeem the Dream. Now this...
The blue bodysuit.
Some shit could happen here. I mean, Jesse doesn't have... I mean, he's got some fans, but he's got some people that might not be big fans. And One Man Gang could take him out here.
Really?
As yeah.
you would say?
Really? Really?
I think I think Ventura's more well-known. I don't ever remember Ventura as a wrestler. I remember as the personality commentator.
Uh-huh.
Fair.
I liked One Man Gang. I think that's still just a cool gimmick. The look, the...
I ain't got time to bleed.
I'm going 12 over 5.
12 over 5. You're going with Gang over Ventura.
Well, yep. I'm going with the Body.
I think I'm going to stick with the...
It makes your match against Hacksaw interesting, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Either way.
Yeah.
Either way.
One Man versus Hacksaw would be a real hard pick, too.
That's true. And they've squared off before in the Universal Wrestling Federation. Maybe even in WWE. I don't know. WWF at the time. Let's drop down to the bottom half of the bracket.
We're going with the Body for the show.
Okay.
That was a question, but...
Bottom half, 2 versus 15. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, draws the 2 seed in the Rowdy bracket. He will take on Coco Beware, the Birdman.
Frankie's owner. Wasn't that the name of the bird, Frankie?
It is now.
You guys don't remember?
Yes, it was. Frankie. Yeah, you're right.
And he sang Pile Driver, for God's sake.
Did he? The bird did?
No. Coco did.
Oh.
Coco just said Pile Driver.
You don't know
pile
that
driver,
the bird...
Pile Driver!
Pile Driver! Pile Driver!
What an album.
I think Ted DiBiase could win this whole thing. I think the Million Dollar Man could take it home.
Ooh.
I mean, he had a major belt, though. We kind of overlooked the Million Dollar Belt. It was major in my eyes.
Well, yeah. And technically, Andre gave him the world title, but he never defended it.
Fair enough.
So.
Everybody's got a price. Yeah, this is what easy. A gimmick.
Ted DiBiase. Oh, the gimmick.
The Vince McMahon gimmick.
And the laugh. Sorry about that.
You know what, though?
Damn, I loved man. It. I'm turned up loud.
The one thing I wish that DiBiase never took on the persona... And it's probably because Vince didn't have it at that time. Could you imagine if DiBiase did the strut?
Oh, the billion-dollar strut?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Could have he pulled God, it man. Off in his
shiny black suit?
Yeah, that's not how he was. He wasn't that animated, though. Oh, I mean, he was animated in voice, but not in body. You know, he was a loud guy that would sit there and count his money.
He had a slave,
he wasn't
pretty much.
Strutting. Yeah, he had a slave. Virgil loved him. He should have been in our tournament, by the way.
Virgil definitely would have retweeted this tournament.
He probably would have,
think
man.
So?
Yes.
What do you made it out of the first round?
Next year when we do our bit wrestling, no. the biggest dong, I think he'll be up near the top.
Biggest dick wrestling tournament?
Yeah.
Does Virgil have a big dong?
That's the rumor. You guys haven't heard that?
No.
Hulk Hogan will be in that because he's a dick.
No, you ever heard the story that apparently Virgil has just the biggest dong in wrestling?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I hadn't heard that.
Wow.
I heard that's how he got his job. But
Pat
anyway.
Pat Patterson, huh?
A little bit.
Wow.
Okay, well, we got to get
to go, Pat.
We got to get out of there. We got to get to the next match. 7 versus 10. 7 seed Oof. Is X-Pacian taking on number 10 seed, the Games Master Kevin Sullivan.
Satan's own.
Holy shit.
Wasn't the Taskmaster?
Yeah, Ew. He was also that, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. I never heard of the Games Master.
Damn it. That's what thought, he was when he led the varsity
you,
club.
I thought you fucked up. Damn
nope.
It. It's impossible to catch this guy.
He's good.
It's impossible. Good.
Sorry.
This is a tough one for me, too. I love X-Pac. He doesn't have the best wrestling mind by far, just how dumb he's been with his career.
But when Sullivan gets a hold of him in the darkness.
Tell you what, X-Pac's actually...
Habuda Dean.
I think he has a great mind for the business, if you hear him talk.
I mean, I guess totally agree. You're right, I'm sorry. Let's just say he hasn't been too smart when it comes to career choices.
He's had a rough go, man. I mean, you get in the business at the age he did and was influenced by all the older guys. I mean,
you got to realize these guys aren't perfect like we are.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, they make mistakes. We don't.
I think I'm going to stick with I'm not going to pick someone that might or might not have killed someone or a family.
My God.
I'm going to go with X-Pac.
Start that already.
Oh, we got that coming up,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, we got that coming up a long ways away. How many gimmicks are we going to do at once, gentlemen?
A lot of gimmicks. Maybe we can stick in.
I don't.
You're going with Pac?
I don't see Sullivan beating X-Pac.
I'm going with Sully over X-Pac. Yeah. Sullivan's is an evil, conniving son of a bitch. Yeah. He's going to beat him.
Yep.
I'm thinking internet-wise here, it's going to be Pac.
So. It could be double disqualification.
Probably a good call that we go with X-Pac since a good chance he comes on the show.
There you go.
I doubt he comes on the show, but hopefully.
We'll go with Pac.
We're
dropping down to 3-14, a 3-seed. Jake the Snake Roberts taking on 14-seed Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Well, old school WWF match.
Man, I'm just going to go ahead and start this one out. And Brutus Beefcake was my favorite wrestler as a kid. And
no shit.
My parents probably thought I was gay. Because you look back at that character and you think, if you liked him, there was a chance that you might have been a homosexual.
You like the bar Beefcakes in San Francisco?
He was my favorite wrestler when I was a kid. Him and the Blue Blazer.
Ooh. Really?
When I was a little kid, I liked.
You know who my favorite wrestler was when I was a kid? I loved Big Bully Busick. He just really had the top hat and the mustache.
No, I don't know. I liked Beefcake.
Do you guys not know who Big Bully Busick is?
Never heard of him.
No. Holy shit. All right.
I'm out of here.
But don't you remember Beefcake being Hogan's sidekick for a while?
Yes. Corporal Kirshner. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, he was his fucking guy. They were best friends.
I know that, but like, I remember them being like, you know, Survivor Series and stuff like that. I don't know. I like.
No,
Beefcake
I get it. He had fucking good looking ring gear.
What was his name in the WCW when he was involved in the Dungeon of Doom?
The Butcher.
Dungeon of Doom.
Was it the Butcher?
No, it wasn't the Butcher.
He was the Booty Man.
That's it.
Zodiac.
White face paint, right?
That was horrible.
White and black.
Yep.
Yes, it was.
And just for the Zodiac alone, Jake Roberts gets this, in my opinion.
I
don't think that's the only reason.
I hate snakes.
You hate snakes?
I'm going Beefcake.
I'm going with Jake, the snake.
Jake, snake.
Have you guys watched his documentary that they just did?
Who, Jake the Snakes?
It's fantastic.
I have not.
Oh, you should watch it. It's damn good.
What was the documentary that showed him smoking crack?
Beyond the Mat.
That was a good one.
That was good, too.
It was a good one.
Both good.
All right.
Ended differently.
Rowdy Group, match 8.
Match 8, number 6 seed, JYD, the Junkyard Dog, taking on number 11, I'm going to be biased here, Road Warrior Animal.
That's tough.
Okay.
JYD danced well.
Could you guys do the JYD dance?
Very easily.
I could do it right now if I had to.
I'm having trouble.
T.O.'s doing it right now.
Got a thump. I think for this match, he's coming out to another one Bites of Dust like he did back in the day.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going, and as much as I'm a Road Warrior Mark till forever, even when you call people, what you call him? I got to go with JYD. Oh, man, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Look at who he's going to
think Animal has a little problem with this match right now.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure you didn't see it this way on purpose over there?
No, he's got Busta Rhymes. I mean, yeah, Junkyard Dog in the first round.
Yeah, hate monger.
Don't look at me, dude.
Where's your hood, man?
Yeah.
It's a shame he's got the lower seat. He's on the road. He's going down south to wrestle JYD.
I'm taking Animal.
We got Animal taking on the Grammys and Junkyard Dog.
Fuck.
I'm taking JYD.
Oh, man. Wow. He is so going to think this is on purpose.
The show consensus, he'll never hear of this.
He might.
I doubt it.
Wait till we get it fucking trending. That's awesome.
JYD is our choice over Road Warrior.
Oh, I'm almost positive.
There we go.
Almost positive. Let's move on. That is through two sides.
The Bruiser Bracket.
Dear God, we move to the other side of the brackets. We are in.
Let me get that updated on the old monitor here.
We should be in the Brody Bracket.
Working it.
Or the Bruiser Group. Whatever you want to call it. You can call it whatever the fuck you want to call it. That's where we're at. We are in Bruiser Brody territory. We are in, it's the Bruiser Group, apparently. And
yeah, Bruiser Bracket. Our
number one, the Bruiser Bracket, the number one seed, King Kong Bruiser Brody. And he is taking on a well-known nemesis, Abdullah the Butcher.
Loved Abdullah.
This is going to be a fucking Donnybrook. If you want to look for a double DQ somewhere and a number one seed getting knocked out,
count out easy.
Right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
God, this is a tough
one. So you better watch it.
I mean, Brody's the obvious choice here.
Okay.
But Abdullah the Butcher was great. That guy.
They've told me, I'm hearing it in my ear, the cameras will be there, so we will be able to bring you action of that match. So stay tuned to Twitter.
We will be bringing action.
We'll have it on Twitter, and we will have it on the Facebook.
The only thing I got to say here is, hoof!
Oh.
And it's going to be Bruiser Brody, in my opinion.
I'm Bruiser Brody. Next.
You guys all got Bruiser,
too.
Oh,
fuck, I'm going with Brody. But don't watch out for double DQ. Let's move down one. Baruske Sabadaha. Nikita Koloff.
Nikita Koloff.
You're taking on the Michael Hayes. Michael Hayes.
This is a real hard one.
I'm coming for you.
Michael P.S. motherfucking Doc Hayes.
Purely sexy Hayes and Nikita squaring off in the first round in 8-9. Now, this could also, boy, this could be a wild-ass bracket. Woo. We got some nut jobs in this sumbitch.
This bracket here could be like the Bruiser bracket. It's probably the hardest bracket, in my opinion.
Looks good to me. Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to have to go with, obviously, Bruiser Brody, but Nikita Koloff and Michael PSAs here.
Mm-hmm. We're talking into the mic as we tweet.
How many days you want to run it?
I don't know.
This first round is going 6 days.
There's some things trending today that I think we should try to send out.
Sure. We'll get it out. Whatever we can do.
We're doing it. First round runs till next show, basically?
Yes.
Cool, yeah.
First round.
7 days.
Second round will be the next show, or be the next week, and we'll get it all the way to Mania.
Make sure it stops on Tuesday next week rather than Wednesday. That way, by the time Wednesday comes around.
You fans will have plenty of time to vote, and we'll continue letting you know the numbers and names of the competitors. A number 4 seed. Boy, this is he could have been a fucking number 1 seed.
We got to go back. We didn't pick Nikita versus PS Hayes.
Oh, I'm taking Koloff.
Koloff, what do you got?
I'm taking Hayes.
Wow.
God, see, this is horrible. I was hoping you guys would have consensus so I wouldn't have to pick.
Tio, have you figured out the difference between Nikolai Volkoff and Nikita Koloff?
I'm going for Nikita just for that reason.
I love PSAs. I love the Freebirds, man.
And there's nothing wrong with the Freebirds.
You're a Freebird, and what was your excuse?
I love the Freebirds.
Freebirds.
We get paid X amount of great dollars to raise hell.
You're right here, though, on this next matchup. Number 4, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
Could have very easily been a number 1, and Rotundo is getting no respect here with a 13.
IRS. Like we've said before on this show, great heel.
I mean, Iron Built Mike Rotundo. Heat. Yeah, IRS, Captain Mike Rotundo, Michael Varsity Wall Squad. Street, VK Wall Street. For fuck's sake.
This is a tough one.
This is going to be a tough match for Rotundo, I know that, because Orndorff's a bad motherfucker.
Sadly, I got to go with. I think I'm going to go with Mr. Wonderful.
There's no being sad about it. I'm going with Paul Orndorff here.
Yeah. Yep, same here. It's sad what he looks like now.
Yeah, going What's he through look
like
cancer. Now?
Didn't he have like a neck injury ended his career? Wasn't it?
Well, he did. I can't think of the name of or what the word is for you atrophied. He atrophied down his right side. So actually, his dominant side.
Bummer.
It's a bitch. He's still a badass. Still knocked fucking Vader out in his shower shoes. So, and that was with the bad arm. So, that's a bad sumbitch
nice,
right there.
Yeah.
We're moving on to 5 and 12. Oh, here's a good 5 seed. Not expected to be this high. Gold Dust, Dustin Rhodes.
Wow.
Taking on the one, number 12, Billy Gunn.
Who doesn't like the Natural?
Oh, anybody? I love the Natural. I thought he could have gotten around like that.
What do you think, kind of a side swerve, had he not got the Gold Dust character,
mm-hmm.
where do you think he would have went? I think he would have done just fine as Dustin Rhodes. You know what I mean? He could have been one of those guys, just like his dad.
In WWF?
It's hard in WWF.
It was characters. It was all characters. It was
awful.
Well, we were talking about the same point in time that gave us the Widowmaker Barry Windham with the face paint.
He would have taken a year off, gone to WWF, wrestled, left a year later, gone back to WCW.
Even still... Billy Gunn.
Look, they never really used his brother. I mean, his brother was talented as shit.
Cody
got over everything.
Frank and Chad earlier were saying that Cody is overrated. So,
really,
that's what Frank's saying.
Well,
guy got over a bag on his head.
It's true.
And he got over probably one of the hottest girls they've had in the business for in a while.
Yeah, Brandy's hot. God love him. Who you guys taking here?
Gold Dust.
That's easy. Billy Gunn only had New Age Outlaws. He was junior member of DX, in my opinion.
Former Intercontinental Champion.
He had that whole fucking... Didn't he do an angle where he was
I think he won the Intercontinental Champion.
Billy and Chuck. Black, yeah. Oh, the Billy and Chuck thing.
Yeah, the gay, yeah. Actually, we have two guys that portrayed homosexual characters.
Homosexual-ish.
Get out of town.
Did you do that on purpose, too?
Nope.
You fucking hate monger?
You are a hate
monger. Who else are you talking about? Oh, Kamala. Oh, wait, no. Who's the other portraying a gay character?
When Billy and Chuck.
Yeah. Oh, Billy and Chuck Palumbo.
Yeah, you got Billy and Goldust against each other.
Didn't see that one. But there you go. T.O. looking for shit that isn't there. So look at that.
What do you
Finding
mean?
It.
What do you mean shit that's not there?
I didn't fucking put... I didn't make these seeds, for God's sake. They seeded them and gave them to us.
Oh, the committee.
We just put the committee. List in, sir.
People had to wrestle to get in. They seeded them.
Next, you're going to tell me the Godfather dated 15-year-olds.
What?
Go ahead.
I don't know. Am I missing something? Yeah, oh, because he's wrestling Jerry King Lawler.
So, I got a
15,
funny...
15, that's too old for Lawler.
Ouch. He likes them real young puppies.
Fucking Memphis, Tennessee.
We couldn't give him the one seed because he would have faced a 16-year-old, and he did that too
many
times.
Think about it like
wow.
This. In Memphis, I'm going to draw some heat here, some cheap heat. In Memphis, 14 and over don't have all their teeth. He's kind of limited in his choices.
I'll give you that.
So, but, Lawler last week on Twitter, you know, you talk about older people using Twitter. So apparently he went on this retweeting kick where he is retweeting everybody. Hogan's notorious for retweeting anyone that says something good about him. So I guess last week someone posted an old wrestling magazine, a Lawler, and Lawler didn't look to see what it said on there. And it was Lawler accused of something with an underage girl.
No.
He retweeted it and didn't realize it was what the magazine said. So he retweeted that negative magazine, like, art, the cover about him, put it out there.
I feel like those guys, like, wake up on a Monday and are like, hey, you know what I haven't looked at in a while? I haven't looked at my Twitter. Or my
shit, what's my
assistant
password?
Hasn't looked at my Twitter. No, there's a guy in government that does this all the time. Like, he's always on his Twitter and retweeting shit. He has no fucking clue what he's doing, and I can't think of his name.
He got into a Snoop Dogg today.
Yeah. You know. It'll come to me by the end of the show.
He's only the leader of the free world.
Yeah, I can't think of his name either. Jerry the King Lawler versus the Godfather. So, I mean, the whole train is here.
Tell you what. See, you guys keep saying Godfather. To me, he will be Papa Shango till the day he dies.
You can call him Papa Shango.
That's what I'm calling him.
We're talking Jerry the King Lawler from Memphis, Tennessee. This is when he was the man.
So what you're saying is it doesn't matter what the fuck I call the Godfather / Papa Shango, because he's against Jerry the King Lawler.
You call him whatever the fuck you
Two
want.
Two things could happen.
Boss.
Papa Shango could put black magic on Lawler.
There you go.
It happened 100 times.
Or Lawler used to get distracted by the puppies.
There you go.
There could be a puppy train, and Godfather could...
He had a lot of hoes.
You guys calling for an upset?
He could get a roll-up here.
Oh, I am not.
No, not
okay.
at all.
Okay.
That's
enough.
I respect Cornette, Jim Cornette, way too much in Cornette. Okay. Cornette says Lawler was cat's ass.
Couldn't agree more.
Oh, here's a toughie. The number 6 match in the Bruiser Bracket.
Aha. Number 7, beautiful Bobby Eaton taking on the one and only.
Belly Slap Hutton.
The one leg only?
Oh, my God.
So what'd you say?
What you're saying is Bobby Eaton has a leg up on this next guy? Or two?
Tell you what, you guys take it from here.
So it'd be a beautiful Bobby Eaton.
I'm taking Bobby Easton. Bobby Eaton.
The moon and stars himself, Kamala.
The belly slap. The stars himself.
The Ugandan giant, man. You got to love him. He had the moon and star, right?
Kamala.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Moon and Star. Nobody ever called him that?
I keep beating at this rate. I could go as Kamala for Halloween next year.
You have to grow a little more belly.
Eaton's a great worker. Eaton.
Didn't Eaton lead Kamala to losing his legs?
Oh,
diabetes?
Boy.
Ouch. Ouch. Not wow. Eaton.
Oh. So loud.
Sorry, guys.
You can turn your stuff down. Number 3 on that little gearbox there.
Oh.
It's labeled 3. Just crank it down.
I can't even fucking hear what you're saying anymore, so it doesn't
it's
matter.
So loud. Your ears are fucking busted.
Gone.
Political correct
that's
over there.
Gone.
So I got to go with Kamala here over Bobby Eaton.
Ooh.
Wow.
10-7. That's because, understandable.
Because Kamala, honestly, hugely entertaining. One of the all-time great, just dark gimmicks that were everywhere, in my opinion. He would come out with his spear. He'd come out with his fucking cool-ass Zulu mask.
It depends on which Kamala you're getting here. You're either getting the killer you got in Memphis and world class.
Or the scared kitty Kamala, which I hated.
Yeah.
Who was his manager that kept him under that kind of
stick? Kimchi.
That's right. It was bullshit.
But he had Gary Hart down in world class, man. Gary Hart wasn't fucking around.
Yeah.
So that should be a good one. I'm going to go with Kamala.
All right. That's 2 out of 3. We don't even care what Tio thinks.
I like it.
Yep, what do you guys
think?
Got it.
What do you think?
I like it even more.
No, I mean, I lost. I went Bobby Eaton.
You went Bobby Eaton?
Yeah.
You didn't lose anything, son.
You dumb bastard. It's not over yet.
You know who you picked in your eyes.
Yep.
3 versus 14, the 3 seed.
Oof.
From Barter, Texas. Stan, the Lariat Hansen, is taking on the 14 seed. Just a hunk of burning honky-tonk, man.
These two guys are great. Stan has chewed more tobacco than any of us will ever see in our life.
I don't know about that.
He has spit more tobacco than, I don't know, I got no other euphemisms. I'll leave that alone.
Heard that one.
I mean, honky-tonk man held the IC belt for how long?
He's got, I don't know, but he's got a long side burns.
Still
and
does.
His hair is slicked back. And he's coming to our town in a pink Cadillac. He's just a honky-tonk man. That's all I'm saying.
Those are all good points.
He's just a honky-tonk man.
He looks almost exactly the same these days.
I got my long side burn.
He's cool.
Hair flick back. I'm coming to your town.
Who's
in a pink
Cadillac. He's cocky.
Whose cousin is he that he doesn't get along with?
Honky-tonk man.
Who was it?
Elvis.
No.
Oh.
Wayne Ferris. What now?
There's a honky-tonk man's cousin. Who's his cousin?
Jerry Lawler.
Is it Laura? Because they were having a big thing for a while where they were like kind of like feuding. Not really feuding, but
they're still feuding.
He hates everybody.
Honky Tonk does?
Yeah. He just has shoot interviews just shitting on everybody. I don't think he's ever said anything good about anyone.
That's true.
Ooh. Hates everybody.
I wonder what he'll think of our tournament. What you think, Honky Tonk?
Who fucking
knows? I'm putting him over here, though.
I'm going to tell you something right
now. You know what? I'll go with you. I love Stan the Man, Stan the Lariat.
Oh, fucking Hansen's going to destroy that poor bastard.
You think?
Oh, I know.
You don't think Honky Tonk Man put his legs up on the rope and squeak one through here?
Well, you never know.
We're talking about for the title here. Honky Tonk Man cares about gold.
Could be a screw job.
I'm going to go with T.O. here. I'm going to go upset Honky Tonk.
Okay. Good. Put him in. Put him down. 14 Honky overtaking Tonk. The 3. Might as well have Nicholls State beating fucking Kentucky this week.
It's our first
God's
big upset.
Sake.
Norfolk State beat Mizzou. One
yeah.
That was a 14 and a 15 and
yeah.
a 2,
Honky
right?
Tonk yeah. Man's fucking Dunk City.
Brian Pillman and Hacksaw Butch Reed.
Pillman's got the 6 seed. Hacksaw Butch Reed's got the 11 seed. I don't want to be Brian Pillman. Because Butch Reed's a big old boy.
That he is.
All-American at Florida State.
Who was?
Butch Reed.
I thought
doing
that was
that on purpose.
Oh, nope. Never mind. That was Ron Simmons.
Wow.
Is that really on purpose or not on purpose?
We need to change this because we got the seeding. Ron Simmons should be an 11 seed. And, Ron Simmons held a championship. Never mind.
I saw Butch Reed's from Kansas City, Missouri, former Kansas City Chief.
I was not aware that he was a Chief. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was.
I didn't know.
Chief Butch Reed.
I actually didn't know that Butch Reed played football. I knew Simmons did. I knew Simmons was an All-American Florida
All
State.
All right. Yeah.
Didn't know Butch Reed played football.
Okay.
Where'd he go to college?
Not sure.
You call yourself a fan.
Fuck you. No, Butch Reed and Brian Pillman. This is actually a good matchup.
Two former NFL players. That's why I was...
Cincinnati, right? Is what Pillman played for? Bengals?
Yes.
His shorts give it away?
Cup of coffee with the Bills.
That's exactly what gave it away. His old school shorts.
I think Reed played for the Chiefs. Maybe you should check that out.
I'm looking right now.
But Pillman and Reed, I gotta like Pillman. I would think if we're gonna get votes from fans,
he's got the sympathy death vote too.
Oh boy!
What's the Central Missouri?
Central Mo.
Sinmo.
And played with. You know how they always say guys played with teams because they had a fucking tryout one day. Fuck, Simmons played for the Browns, and I would have never known that.
It does not say.
Well,
I don't see
then it. I'm wrong. How about that?
I'm just saying it doesn't say on here. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Who we got, Pillman or Reed?
I'm going Pillman. So,
it's consensus. I like Pillman too.
I love consensus.
But I've heard Reed had an injury, so he might not make it to tomorrow. There could be trouble there. In fact, they're saying it in my headphones. He might not be able to participate, so we might have to have a fill-in.
He'll make it.
Now, this is what I said.
No, I'm serious.
Is an American...
Is Frank still watching?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Bruce Franklin Reed is an American retired professional wrestler and football player, better known as ring name Butch Reed. It doesn't say what team he played for, though.
Okay.
So,
found him playing some professional football.
Kansas City Chiefs. I found it. Bam.
I know something.
He's still the man.
Remember how I said I was wrong earlier?
Never.
Never happened.
Just checking.
You're just never wrong.
The All perfect right. group.
The perfect.
Oh, no.
Will Mr. Perfect put the fisherman on the entire bracket? I don't know.
Anything's possible. There's a lot of science in this one. There's some big men, but there's some scientific wrestling going on in this sumbitch. Number one seed, Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig, is taking on... I can't make this up. I don't know how he got in. Hillbilly Jim.
He was loved, man. I had it. The big rubber figures, you remember the ones. I had the Hillbilly Jim figure.
Hell
yes. That was a great one.
Hell yes, loved it was. It. And a damn overalls and the red underneath.
Hard-ass beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. The red
fucking
the red
gotta
shirt.
Love it.
It was awesome.
Hennigan Jim.
That's easy.
Who do you think this one's going to go to?
A 116 makes perfect sense.
Yep. Kurt Hennig.
Mr. Perfect. All due respect to fucking... To our good buddy, Hillbilly Jim. But.
Formerly known as Harley Davidson in the Memphis territory.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Yeah, no disrespect, but come on, you're not perfect.
Yeah, no disrespect, but you don't have a shot.
Never would.
8 versus 9.
Ooh, here's the toughie.
Greg the Hammer Valentine with the 8 seed. Gorgeous
God
Jimmy Garvin with the 9 seed. It ain't my fault, Squeeze. Come on. Who you got?
I got the Hammer.
I hated him. I hated Greg the Hammer Valentine.
You hated Garvin.
I hated Garvin, too. I'm going with Garvin, though, because Garvin was more irritating.
Didn't he join the Freebirds at near the end of that
yep.
whole thing?
Yes.
And
yes.
you were a big Freebirds fan? Did yes. that have anything to do with it?
He still drove me crazy, though. The jacket that he... I mean, like, just... Yeah, ugh.
You didn't like his perm?
He did a good job, though, of being annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
So
he looked like Paul Stanley with a beard.
I give him the...
A little chunkier, but yeah.
I give him the edge.
A little bit.
A lot of bit, but whatever.
Yeah.
Really?
He juiced up at the end.
Did he?
That's enough out of you. You don't do it as well.
So, I'm going with the Hammer. So, I don't know who's our consensus pick there. That's a great matchup.
It's the Hammer, but... I want to know why you put him as Gorgeous instead of Jimmy Jam. That's what I think.
We can always change these things.
No, it's too late. It's already typed. There's no delete buttons.
Ew. Well, good to know. Now, we move to a 4 versus 13 match. These two probably squared off in the ring as members of the British Bulldogs and Demolition. The Dynamite Kid, Tom Billington, is taking on Demolition Smash. Or Barry Darso.
The Repo Man.
Crusher Khrushchev. Hole in one, Barry Darso. What was his black top bullet? What the hell was he?
What was his other gimmick? I don't know.
Black top bully.
Boosie. No, it was something. Barry Darso. Yeah.
Pretty sure.
He might have had more gimmicks in the early 90s than any other wrestler.
It's fucking gimmick king.
Kept him. The Repo Man is one of the gimmicks that sticks out. That and Skinner for some reason.
Blacktop Steve Kerr.
Those two gimmicks stood out. I'm gonna go with. I love Demolition.
Yeah, understandable.
I'm gonna go.
He's gonna beat the Dynamite Kid.
I don't remember him really.
Oh boy, if we got some internet fanboys on there, you guys better be taking a look at this one real close because the
Let's
Dynamite
piss him off.
Kid.
I'm gonna hit Smash as well.
Okay, go ahead. You're looking at a 13 beating a 4.
You gotta have your upsets, pal.
Now you talk about a hell of a match coming up next. There could be a lot of stalling in this match, but there's gonna be some wrestling going on in this.
This would be a good fucking
wrestling
match.
5 versus 12. Larry Zbyszko gets the 5 seed. Dean Malenko is the 12 seed.
I think Zbyszko is gonna give Malenko the business.
Bam.
Okay, we realize that from this match, we could have the Dynamite Kid take on Dean Malenko. You guys have really got to look up Dynamite Kid. I'm talking maybe the best wrestler ever. Chris Benoit, times 10.
Well, they said he changed the game. Like, he was the original cruiserweight or whatever.
Oh, my
whatever.
God. Yeah. Unbelievable. Before he got on the juice, and then when he got on the juice, before he hurt his back.
I'll throw an apology out for not picking him. I mean, if he's as good as you say, he'll win anyway, regardless if we picked him or not.
You guys got Smash going through. You got Smash going through. That's fine.
It is what it is.
We got Zbyszko Malenko. Now, I know who my pick is.
I'm going with Zbyszko. They say, I mean, I saw the end of his career. Everybody says he was a badass, like the older people that watched wrestling.
He was a staller.
I love Malenko, but he had like zero charisma.
Vanilla
zero.
Midget.
Yeah, it's pretty much covers it.
Vanilla midget. I'm going with
that. Zbyszko. Said he was a great technical wrestler. The Texas Cloverleaf was a great finishing move.
Yeah.
But Zbyszko, yeah.
Yeah. Now here's the guy that I am calling for the win of the tournament.
Oh, God. I don't know about that.
A number 2 seed.
Paul Roma.
Oh.
Sorry, Paul.
Not at all.
Sorry. Definitely not the 2 seed. Roma is the 15 seed, taking on number 2 seed. Owen Hart, the King of Hearts. He is my pick.
The Blue Blazer, the Nugget.
Like I said on the first part.
And my big brother, Brett.
The Blue Blazer was one of my favorites growing up.
Owen
Hart. Gotta go Owen Hart.
God damn, I wish he wouldn't have died. He was so good.
I know.
So good on... He was so easy to, like...
T.O.'s done.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be back.
You better hurry.
Hey, no, you won't.
I'm just gonna tell you, Big Boss Man, Arn Anderson, and Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, nobody heard any of that.
Yeah, we didn't spoil
nothing. At least I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear anything.
But the way he worked... Like, whatever he was doing is annoying, like, you know, Nugget angle, and he was, like, just so good at it.
I know.
When a guy can be that easily, like, he's so annoying and you don't like him, that's when you know they're a good worker.
And make you laugh.
And make you laugh. And not hate him. He's annoying, but, God damn it, I don't want to change the channel on him.
Yeah. He was that good.
He was that good.
That's why he is my pick to win this whole thing. And I'm definitely picking him over pretty Paul Roma.
Yeah, you got to go over it. Sorry, yeah. Paul. We liked Paul.
Yeah, we love Paul.
What was Paul? Power and Glory? Was that his?
That is one of them. He was also in the Young Stallions.
I don't remember the Young Stallions. I remember the Wild Stallions.
That was Jim Powers and Paul Roma. That was very early in the mid-80s. Yeah, they were a jobber team.
Yeah.
We're moving on. Now we got a couple big boys showing up.
This
and by big
too.
Boys, I mean big boys. Big Boss Man versus Earthquake.
I may or may not look a little bit like Big Boss Man, we found out recently.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot. Like,
Big Bubba Rogers. We put a fucking black hat on you, black suit and a tie, I'm telling you.
We did the face swap and you couldn't tell. That was the initial clue.
And pretty much gave it away, Bob.
I gave it away. But Big Boss Man versus John Tenta, Earthquake. That's a toughie. What was his shark gimmick? What was he called? The shark?
I think so.
Fucking horrible.
What was a shark gimmick? The shark? Oh, yeah. They did not think that one out.
Yeah.
Just
what are we going to do with you, Earthquake? Come on, John. He was an actual sumo wrestler. Not a lot of people know that, too. Mm-hmm. An accomplished one. He was a champion sumo wrestler.
Like, he worked a lot over in Japan.
Not a gimmick. Dude could sumo wrestle. He actually, there was a shoot match he did with a wrestler. Did you see the shoot match where he
I was going to ask you if you had seen it.
That was pretty good. Loved it.
Boo. Man, I don't think tough. I'd want him pissed at me. I know that dude that he was with was a badass. But.
Yeah. He got his face busted pretty good in that match, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who you got?
That's a toughie, but.
Boss Man or Earthquake?
I'm going to go with Quake.
I don't like calling this one.
I'm going to go with Quake. T.O., as he ran out of the room, screamed, Big Boss Man, Big Boss Man, Big Boss Man, or something like that.
I got to tell you, fuck. I don't like calling this one at all.
This is a toughie. These 8-9, 7-10s are just difficult, man. You did a real good job at seeing it, whoever
did it, yeah. I'm going to go with Quake. I can't help it.
Yeah, same here, man.
Quake was right on the verge of, getting the belt.
He was great, dude. Good worker. He had a good program with Tugboat, and then they became
a natural
disaster.
He had a great program with Hogan.
Yeah, he sure did.
I mean, fuck. So did Boss Man. That's the thing.
Boss Man was, he did the Ray trailer, the Guardian Angel. Remember that? That was his worst one. Wearing the red fucking beret.
Yeah.
That was when he first came to WCW, wasn't it?
That and the Ray trailer shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
the former prison guard from Cobb County, Georgia.
That's how you're a big man and you get in this tournament. You're the Big Boss Man, you're Earthquake, you're Kamala. your guys like that. Hogan worked with all of them. I mean, can't
they made each other look good, honestly.
It's true. We're getting to the science again. Oh, and look at who's hanging down there at the bottom. 3 versus 14, Arn Anderson versus Terrence. And we'll go by Taylor.
He would like it that way.
Oh, boy.
The Red Rooster himself.
The Red Rooster, Terry Taylor, once a very respected wrestler.
Now, you were telling me the story that he could have been Mr. Perfect.
Yep.
And Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, could have very well been the Red Rooster. Now, can you imagine that? Shit changes. Our number one seed, we have the perfect Mr. Perfect Terry Taylor bracket.
Could have been.
That's fucking crazy. In some alternate universe, we'll talk about this on Surreal Talk.
Could have been.
Terry Taylor is number one in this bracket.
Don't look at me, man. I don't call the shots.
Yeah.
I just watch when Arn Anderson and Terry Taylor go at it.
Do they ever have any matches together?
I imagine.
I would have to say so.
Somewhere WCW, down the line.
Early 90s.
WWF. They were in the same. They were in around.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think they were in around the same time. Mm. But
this isn't really a hard one, though.
Isn't it?
I don't think so. I mean, Arn Anderson, one of the most well-respected men in the game. True. Terry Taylor's respected, don't get me wrong.
I don't think Twitter's going to have much love for Terry Taylor. I don't think so.
Hmm.
I could be wrong. But I'm going to go with Arn. Double A.
And that's who T.O. screamed when he was running out of the room, I believe. It's hard to remember.
Now,
final match, match number 32, the opening bracket of the first ever, the inaugural Three Horsemen Show People's Champion Tournament.
I'm real surprised that this is the final match. Ricky Morton.
And I'm surprised no Robert Gibson anywhere, but whatever.
No, Robert didn't make it. Robert held up a hell of a ring post, but he did not make this.
It was the hair, wasn't it?
It was a lot of things. Ricky Morton taking on Bam Bam Bigelow.
Scott Bam Bam Bigelow.
That's what happens.
I mean, for me, this is easy. This is another upset.
Is it?
I'm taking Bam Bam.
You're
over.
Going with Bam Bam.
Same thing. I'm going with T.O. this time.
Okay.
For me, I didn't do a lot of Smoky Mountain and South shit where you would have seen a lot of Ricky Morton in his earlier days.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, he comes to WCW or whatever, NWA, doing the Rock and Roll Express with Robert Gibson.
Right.
Had some real good programs with the Midnight Express, excuse me. Who else did they have good shows with? Smoking Guns, probably, but...
Are you talking about when they came to WWF?
Or any time. What were some good programs?
I mean, everything they are known for is mostly the Midnight Express. They had great programs with the Russians. They did some stuff with Tully and Arn.
What was the name of Tully and Arn's tag team in WWF?
Brainbusters,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Then they went on to... I mean, they did some stuff where... And Ole and Arn Anderson. I mean, they did stuff with Arn and Tully, but they did stuff with Ole and Arn, too. And they faced shit. I mean, they did unbelievable. They were gold, but they did some stuff with the Heavenly Bodies and things like that.
Oh, yeah, Heavenly Bodies, beautiful guys there. What were they, Blake or something like that? And
shit, I'm not
Mean Mike Enos was one of them. Remember that, wasn't it?
That was the Beverly Brothers.
Oh, yeah, Heavenly Bodies. Oh, that was Skip and I'm thinking Body Donna.
Yeah, Heavenly Bodies were Dr. Tom Pritchard and I think Stan Lane. I'm not sure because they kind of switched them out.
I got to look this up, man.
Not Randy Rose. What am I saying? I can't think of his name. Red hair with a mustache. You'll give him to me.
Why is this showing me Terry Gordy?
The Heavenly Bodies?
What am I seeing here?
I don't know.
Heavenly Bodies, 1960s. That's not it.
No. But you and Owens, you keep looking. I'll talk through you. Bigelow over Morton. I'm going with Morton.
There's been a shitload of people in that. Well, four.
If you type in Heavenly Bodies, Smoky Mountain, that'd probably get you some.
You got Dr. Tom Pritchard, Sweet Stan Lane, Beautiful Bobby Eaton was a member at one point, and Gigolo Jimmy Del Rey.
Jimmy Del Rey, there it is.
Led by former Midnight Express manager, of course, the beautiful Jim Cornette.
Goddamn right.
So what do you got here? You're gonna go.
I'm going with Morton, but you guys are trumping me with Bigelow.
We're bam bamming you.
I don't like it.
Well, that's our tournament.
That's the tourney.
That is the first round.
The perfect bracket. The Brody bracket or Bruiser bracket, the Rowdy bracket, and the Ravishing bracket.
This is beautiful.
So,
if there's anything I want to be remembered for in my life, it could be this tournament.
This is what you want to be remembered for, eh?
This and that one time at McDonald's.
All right. I don't know what that means.
We'll talk about it later.
All right. Fair enough. But that's what it is, folks. And like we said, you are picking the winners. You are going to our Twitter, numeral3. horsemanshow.com. You're going to pick the winners. We're going to have The picks up daily here through the week up until our next show, which is next Wednesday. So you will have until, I believe, Tuesday to vote and tell us who is going to win each match. It's 32 matches in the first round. If you just want to pick and choose your way through the round, you can wait till round two, and then it gets down to 16 matches. And hopefully we don't have too many substitutions. Like I said, I heard Butch Reed was on the mend, so
let's,
he might not make it.
I know we haven't discussed this yet, and we have no approval whatsoever.
Right.
But what I want to throw out a contest.
Okay.
Tweet us before the end of round one with who you think the overall winner of our tournament's going to be.
All right.
The first person to tweet us with the correct answer, all said and done, we'll go back and check it out. Use hashtag 3H People Champ or something like that.
Holy shit.
We'll figure out a hashtag.
Hashtag People's Champion.
There we go. We'll find that out. And the first person to tweet us the correct answer, I'll get a t-shirt made up of Three Horsemen Show, and we'll send them a t-shirt.
Send them a t-shirt. Maybe something else, too. Maybe we'll add something with a t-shirt.
Sure.
We'll hook them up.
We'll hook you up. So get on our Twitter, which is twitter.com/3HorsemenShow. And get on it.
If you're an old school fan, maybe we'll be able to send you a magazine.
Maybe.
I've got quite the collection.
And not a porno mag like last time. Well, sorry, Timmy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Timmy's mom, really.
My apologies.
Yeah, anyway.
But I guess that does it for the tourney then.
That does it for the tourney.
Week one.
Week one. Next week we'll be back talking about this shit. I do still have my stump Corey.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we got to get that in.
Where is it? Why does it show our stream is offline?
Oh, no.
This is not good.
We run over the time?
No, it's impossible.
It is impossible?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Maybe when that went out like five times, that was the reason.
I don't know. It's weird. Well, some people have missed our stream. So you on the podcast land are going to be doing a lot of voting here.
Ew.
And we'll get to the bottom of maybe the internet went out and we lost our stream. I don't know.
Anything's possible.
That's real weird. Let me find it here. I've got it right. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to show you a picture of a guy who was a former wrestler, retired now.
Mm-hmm.
And all I want is his name.
Oh, 35 minutes of this got on the air.
That's a bummer.
That is. Are you joking?
You know this guy's name?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
First off, Gordon Sully is interviewing him.
Of course, I knew you'd get that guy.
That is Austin Idol.
And you are correct,
also
sir.
Also known as Iron Mike McCord.
Very correct. Damn, I thought I'd have you this week.
Not a shot.
Maybe
you get me
week.
Anything in color, you're fucked.
Anything in color. Challenge accepted.
Okay. You don't want to do that.
Damn it, I thought this week would have been like,
Fucking guy shows
I think
me
I know
a picture.
That guy.
Fucking guy shows me a picture of Austin Idol.
Worth a try.
On an old school show and wonders if I'm going to be, give me a break.
Yeah. Next week I'll get you. You got anything else, though, for this week?
No, I'm sure really pissed about this, but...
I am super pissed about the stream stopping halfway through. That's just bullshit. We got hacked. That's what
must
happened.
Have.
We must have got hacked.
Must have. We'll be able to... actually, we won't be able to do anything, so...
So I guess for T.O., who would say goodbye, God bless and thank you and I love you...
Woody.
We're not going to say that. We're going to say see you next week.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty simple. For Big Easy, T.O. and Corey... We'll catch you next week. We're going to have more of the March to Mania People's Champion Tournament. We're going to have more WWE stuff. We got WrestleMania getting ready to get there. So tune in next week, and we will see you all on the flip side.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.